Can You Feel the Nearness of My Hand, by Krishna's Mercy.
Ye tu sarvani karmani, mai sanyasya matpara, ananye navyogen, mandhyayan tupaste, teshamaham samudharta, mrityu sansar sagrat, bhavami nachirat parth, mai aveshit chetsam.
Quote, for one who worships me, giving up all his activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, who has fixed his mind upon me, O son of Pritha, for him I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 12.6-7.
One of the horrible things about this pandemic has been the prohibition on religious gatherings. I never viewed myself as a churchgoer. Rather, I was meeting with like-minded individuals. Sadhu Sangha. Association with people who are on the Sat side, in terms of the Sanskrit word. Sat refers to reality. Sat is the essence of life. Sat is eternal, the undying force that animates the entire collective, and also the localized fragments. In other words, Sat is what powers the universe, and it is the cause of life in the individual. Sat extends to those who are associated with the eternal way of living, Sanatana Dharma. The recommendation is to stay with the eternal, Sat Sangha, and renounce the temporary, Asatyaga. I have taken this recommendation to heart. I consider it to be more than a rule that some religious person has handed down. I understand the underlying purpose. Every rule and regulation descends for our benefit. It is not some way for a person to wield power and authority, to mimic the autocrats of recent history, who have killed so many dissenters and driven millions into poverty, unnecessarily. I crave Sadhu Sangha. I need it, but what am I supposed to do? Recently, I saw people worshipping God the person in his most merciful incarnation, the Archivigraha, but wearing masks. It is just so ridiculous to me. Shastra has accounted for everything, and somehow the Vedic seers didn't realize that people might be contagious? Not to mention that so many experts in science and medicine say that wearing the mask in this way is useless. We can work from home. We can stay inside and watch television. We can order delivery for meals. But how do I get the association of devotees? How am I supposed to worship properly when I am all alone?
If a person can successfully carry out their work at the day job through audio and video connections, then why would there be barriers in meeting the best friend, the well-wisher to the entire population? Why would it be impossible to see him, when we can already see others who may be physically separated from us by many miles? In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna explains that he is the swift deliverer for the surrendered souls. This is neither hyperbole nor a mere theoretical exposition. The Supreme Lord will literally come to me and offer rescue. If he is able to arrive, it means that he is able to be reached. He can hear my prayers. He notices when I chant the holy names with love and attention, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Though I may be separated from others, I am not apart from the Super Soul. This expansion of the Divine is within the heart. It has always been there, is standing by today, and will never leave me in the future. Sadhu, Shastra and Guru remind me of this close proximity and teach me how to stay connected. That connection is yoga, and if I look close enough I will see that no matter the world's situation, I will always have the opportunity for being rescued from the cycle of birth and death. In closing, better the health official knows, so now the temple's closed. Others worshipping with mask, how descended to madness so fast? That Sadhu Sangha far away, and forced in isolation to stay? But Krishna at any time to rescue me, noticing most my devotion to see.